Hello, Lauren.
Hello?
Hi, Lauren?
No. Who is this?
Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you from Opinion Research with a public opinion poll about Fresno County. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Just a second. Do you prefer me to continue? This is just a protocol question. To prefer to continue in English or Spanish?
English.
Thank you. You said you're not Lauren, but you're registered to vote, right?
Yes.
On March the 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The elections for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain?
Oh, almost certain. Yeah.
Almost certain. Thank you. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain you do?
100%, yes.
100%, thank you. And may I ask you what year were you born, or you prefer not to say?
70.
1970, thank you. Are you or anyone in your household a Hispanic or Latina descent?
No.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
No.
No, okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, Caucasian, African-American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
White.
White. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off track, off on the wrong track?
I think they're going in the right direction.
Right direction. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Would you say parental rights in education? Would you say housing affordability? Would you say homelessness? Would you say jobs and wages? Would you say water policy? Would you say inflation and cost of living? Would you say public infrastructure like roads and bridges? Or would you say public safety and crime?
Do I have to say one, or can I say more than one?
It can be just the one that you consider to be on the top.
Okay. Okay. Public safety.
Public safety. Okay. And now I'm going to read you a few names, six of them. They are public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one. As you
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Oh, the question has to be finished. I'm going to read you the names of six public figures, and I like you. I would like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you haven't heard about the person, or if you have heard about the person but you don't have an opinion, please let me know. I have an option for that, okay?
Okay.
The first one, have you heard about Gavin Newsom?
Yes.
What are your feelings towards him?
Would you say not good? Favorable. Not favorable.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
I would say somewhat unfavorable, but I just want to correct you on something.
Yeah.
Gavin Newsom is the governor, so he's not a Fresno County person. So when you phrased the question, you said some names in Fresno County. Well, the name of Gavin Newsom is not Fresno County person, but he's a state governor. So just FYI.
I'm going to write it down right here.
And make sure they got it right.
Thank you. Yeah, because we are doing this, but we're not from California, but thank you. I'm going to put it down for them to correct it. Thank you. No, that's from me. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for that. The next person is Gary Bredefell. Have you heard about him?
Of course.
And how do you
say it's good. It's favorable.
Would you say somewhat or very?
I would say somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And have you heard about Steve Brando?
Yes.
And how do you feel towards him?
Favorable. Favorable.
Okay, somewhat or very?
I would say favorable, so I would say more very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you. Have you heard about Paul Dictos?
Yes.
And how do you feel towards him?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you. The other two, I know that you have heard about them, but just let me know if you are, if you have an opinion about them, okay?
Okay.
How do you feel towards Joe Biden?
Not favorable.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Very.
And how do you feel towards Donald Trump?
Neutral.
Actually, we have just these two options, four options, I'm sorry, which is very or somewhat favorable or somewhat.
Somewhat. I would say somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you so much. Now thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor recorder, Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman, and Diane Bordes, for whom would you vote?
I have not made up my mind because three of the candidates are good friends of mine, so I have not decided yet.
Okay, thank you. I have an option for that, no problem. And the next one, it's similar, but it's not the same, okay? It says, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, like would you say Brian Herrera, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor recorder, Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman, or Diane Bordes?
Again, I have not decided.
It's okay. Whenever you feel like you haven't decided something, let me know, because most of the time I have an option for that. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm undecided, yeah.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Would you say
very
excellent?
Good. Yeah, excellent.
Okay, thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Okay, thank you. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you to some descriptions of candidates from Fresno County Supervisor without specifying which one. Please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate, okay? Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who is Democrat?
No.
Would you say less likely then?
Yes.
Much or somewhat?
No, I would not be in favor of voting for them.
Okay, thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who is 80 years old?
It depends. It depends.
Okay, so you couldn't say?
I would vote for them if I thought that they would do a good job.
Okay. So it's not. So you couldn't say if you will be.
Give
more
me the
reckless.
Options again. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It will be.
Remind me the options again. Yeah.
Yeah. The options that we have for this one, it's much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
I love how these questions are worded. I can't answer that.
Okay, no problem. Moving on, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Yeah, very likely to vote for them.
Would you say much more or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
It's a neutral. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Fresno VA. Oh, is that what you're saying? Okay. Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer relations and lower business taxes?
Fewer relations? What do you mean fewer relations?
For the sake of the survey, you're just limited I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. I'm just trying to see who is polling.
Oh, it's totally fine. I mean, take your time.
No, it's good. It's good because I do government relations, so I'm very familiar with this race. it was somewhat more favorable.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next I'm going to read you a statement about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, if there is a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance, you will vote for that candidate, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the first one says Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council where he fought against...
Good chance.
Okay. The next one says Steve Brando currently serves as county supervisor.
I know who they are. Just tell me the names and save your tail. save your breath. I know who they are. So I would say a good chance.
Okay. And what about Paul Dixos?
Paul Dixos. Somewhat of a chance.
We have good chance, fair chance, a small chance, or no chance.
Fair chance.
Thank you. After hearing more information, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Paul Dicto, CPA and county assessor recorder, Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman, and Diane Bourdais, for whom would you vote?
Like I said earlier, I have not made up my mind. Yeah.
Okay, it's fine. It's just part of as one of the questions that is presented again.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah. I get it.
Thank you. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean? Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredefeld, this man.
Save yourself. I would lean, so can I, if one, you, is that to give you one answer or two answers?
Just one.
Yeah, again, I can't tell you. I'm trying to decide between two of them. And I have not made up my mind.
I understand. Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From first to 11th grade? I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's 16 years.
Oh, college. And so, well, then let me move on to the college part. It says, for your college graduate or postgraduate school or degree, like including medical.
Yeah, four year college graduate.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own or rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own a home.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, time, and patience. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. Just one thing. Have them correct the reference.
Gavin Newsom.
Talk about county. Yeah. He holds the statewide office, not Fresno County.
Yeah, I got it right here. No problem. Thank you for that.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.